Chapter 37. Soaring through the sky, Nathdragon stretched out his arms. There was nothing more liberating than the sound of the wind rushing by his ears. Heading to his doom or not, the feeling was exhilarating. His wings beat, slow and powerful. He circled the remains of Quinn Tucklin below. Every tower, every spire was rubble. The walls, which circled the city in a labyrinth, were half torn down. They were of little use against flying dragons. Men scurried from broken building to broken building. Survivors. Even though Quinn Tucklin was in ruin, most people would not abandon their homes until they died. The sight of the desperate scavengers stirred Nath's heart and angered him. What gave Gorn the right to take homes away from anyone? He swooped through the air and sped toward the ominous bulk of the floating city, which hung like a dreadnought in the sky. Nath carefully weighed his thoughts. He could accept Gorley's sacrifice. After all, he would do the same. He could muster an army of men, dwarfs, and dragons, and attack the forces of Barnabas like a juggernaut. But how many more would die? Thousands? Tens of thousands? He made his decision.
Better one of me than all of thee.
Bearing down on the city, a lone figure dropped to his side. It was the feline Fury.
Away now,
he said in Dragonese, pointing at the cat.
It's my fight alone.
The cat dragon eyes narrowed as it growled in response and veered away. Nath watched it go, realizing the Fury didn't even have a name.
If I survive this, I'll take care of that. It's something Selene should have done.
Ahead, the dragons stretched their necks from their perches and crowed. The floating city was still spinning, pulled by the dragon, shackled by the neck. Nath clenched his fists. It fired his furnaces within. Smoke rolled from his nose, and his golden eyes smoldered. He cut through the building tops, whizzed over the streets. Dragons hissed and coiled. Armies of the undead gathered in the streets, pressing around the large cathedral-type building he remembered from his visit here. Nath landed on the stairs. Armored skeletons and dragons of all sorts crowded near with their eyes glowing. Armor rustled and dragons hissed and slithered. It rankled Nath. Their hatred. Evil. He turned his back on them and placed his hands on the massive doors. His heart thundered inside his chest.
This is it, dragon. This is it.
A thought lingered in his mind.
Selene, will she be at Gorn Gratik's side? Was this the plan all along?
Weaponless, aside from his dragon claws and magic, he shoved the massive doors open. Gorn Gratik waited inside. His monstrous voice echoed as he spoke.
Come! Come and die!
Nath stepped within, and the door shut behind him. Massive cauldrons of fire illuminated the room. Windows, stained in dark colors, let little sunlight show through. There were cages, empty ones, scattered throughout the room. The smell of death and decay lingered. Fang was nowhere in sight. Neither was Gorley. Selene, to his relief, was nowhere either. Nath's scales tingled, cried out,
"Danger!"
In front of him once again waited his greatest enemy. Seated on a throne of stone was the foul foe of Nelsimbor. Gorn towered 10 feet tall. He was covered in brawn and grayish scales. Razor-sharp horns crowned his head, and his eyes had an evil glow.
Nothing to say, Nath Dragon.
Where is my friend Gorley?
Ah, I see, Gorn said, holding his chin. You are still concerned about these mortals. Such a weakness.
Where is he?
Nath demanded. You do realize it is only a matter of time until all of your friends are dead, don't you?
Gorn folded his arms over his chest.
I control most of the dragons in this world. Only a small remnant of free dragons remains. A paltry force stands against me at best. I control the Jaxite, and this city is shielded from the attacks of mortals. Why, I even have your precious sword. Once I finish you, I'll melt it down. Then I'll wipe out all of my enemies. The elves, the dwarfs, and those pesky roamers. And it will be onward to my mountain of doom.
You might defeat me, but you won't defeat my father. You couldn't the last time.
Ah! Your father withers, while I grow stronger.
Gorn clenched his fists and leaned forward.
He fades from this world. He sent you to fight this battle. A battle he knows he cannot win. You cannot win either. You'll never leave here alive. And all of your friends combined cannot save you. You are doomed, Nath Dragon.
It's you who are doomed.
Really? How so? I'm in control of everything.
If that were the case, then I wouldn't be here to fight you now.
Ah, so you are ready to battle, then? You look ill-prepared in your current form.
Gorn showed an oversized smile of dragon teeth.
You might want to try bigger.
Like me!
He stood up, and his form increased. From the other side of the room, he sneered down at Nath.
You don't stand a chance! Release my friend!
Gorn reached behind the throne, grabbed something, and brought it forward. It was Fang.
This friend?
Gorn pulled it from the sheath, revealing the bright glow of the blade. The scales on that hand sizzled and smoked.
Isn't that quaint?
He snorted.
It doesn't seem to like me. I can handle that.
Nath's eyes narrowed as he drifted closer. Gorn studied the blade as he squeezed it with his monster-sized clawed hand. Fang's blade hummed and throbbed with light, turning from a bright golden sheen to blue as night, before fading to a dark blackish purple. The hilt stopped smoking. Gorn Gratik laughed.
Ah, that was easy.
He shrugged.
There is nothing I cannot control in this world. It all lives and dies under my command.
He raised the sword high.
I'll make this interesting.
He jammed the blade down into the throne.
If you want it, come and take it.
I didn't come for Fang. I came for Gorley.
Gorn sighed.
So be it then. Drakus!
Two winged Drakus emerged from the dark beneath the balconies, dragging a figure. The pinkish form of Gorley sagged between them, head dangling. They dropped him on the floor in front of Gorn and departed.
Yes, Nath? Your friend, the changeling,
Gorn said, as he started to snicker.
He is dead.
Nath's face turned blood red.
No!